Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. You may have noticed that electric cars continue to make inroads on the roads. And in case you didn't know, National Drive Electric Week is September 12th through 20th, and Columbia, South Carolina is participating with its event on Saturday the 19th. Alan Buck is one of the city co-captains of this event, and he's in our studio today. Alan, welcome to the program.
Thanks very much for having me.
First of all, tell us about the state of the electric car industry these days and the prevalence of these vehicles on our roads.
Today, they still make up a small percentage, but they are growing increasingly important as more manufacturers find out the benefits of electric car, not only manufacturing, but also the distribution and sales practices of it. And as consumers become more aware of it and become more interested in what it can do for them.
And who is behind National Drive Electric Week? The Tesla Corporation?
No, there is a nonprofit group called Plug In America that helps organize these events. And they have done it for 5 years, and each year that's gotten bigger and bigger. And so we're just happy to be a part of it for Columbia.
Tell us about Columbia's event.
We're going to have both volunteers bringing their own cars and some dealer-represented cars at the Whole Foods Market the morning of September 19th from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. And the idea is just to get people educated, allow people to ride in cars or take a test drive if they would like, become more familiar with what electric and plug-in cars can do for them.
Do we know which brands will be there yet?
We do. We have quite a few cars. There will be a couple of Teslas, Chevy Volts, Nissan Leaf. A Porsche Pan America just came out, just agreed to bring their car. And then we have several dealers that will be represented as well.
How about across South Carolina? Are there more of these in the other major cities in our state?
There are. There are going to be events held in Bluffton and Charleston, South Carolina, as well as Charlotte has at least one and maybe two events during the week.
What do you see as the challenges keeping more electric cars from showing up on our roads?
There are two real main challenges with electric cars today, pure electric cars, and that is the range at which they can be driven before being recharged. Unless you're in a Tesla. And then the length of time it takes to recharge, also unless you're in a Tesla. So what we'll see over the next 5 or 10 years is more manufacturers bringing out pure electric cars. And with that volume, the battery prices will come down, as well as the technology for the duration that you can drive will increase.
And I guess we'll need an increase in the number of charging stations along highways as well.
That will come as well. As we get more cars on the road, there'll be more charging stations and probably more technology for fast charging stations. Nissan has their fast charging solution, as well as Tesla has their fast charging solution. So as more people get into the market and more cars are on the road, you'll see more charging stations available.
The quick charge stations right now are 20 to 30 minutes?
It depends. So for a Nissan Leaf, if you're looking to charge that up, and they have their fast charge options, 20 to 30 minutes is plenty. If you're in a Tesla and you stop at their supercharger in Santee, which is open today, it's 20 to 30 minutes, and that'll get you to the next station. And they have another one coming online in Columbia that's planned, and then Greenville, as well as Charlotte, and then Atlanta.
Now, are there standards developing for these charging stations, the charging cables, or does each manufacturer have its own and you have to go to the specific one for your manufacturer?
There are standards involved, and the vast majority of manufacturers are using the same standard, which means you can plug into any of the chargers. And most manufacturers, when they complete the car, will provide adapters that will allow you to use anybody's chargers. Tesla is the only one that's Tesla specific to their cars, and that's because they generate such power to regenerate the batteries.
Alan, you said that an industry trend you're expecting is that more manufacturers will begin making these pure electric cars. Any particular brands that you are aware of that are indeed coming?
Sure. Chevrolet is coming out with a fairly inexpensive pure electric vehicle called the Bolt in the next couple of years. And then on the high end of the spectrum, Jaguar and Aston Martin have both announced plans for a pure electric SUV.
Well, Alan, once again, give us the details on the upcoming National Drive Electric Week event.
Sure. The Columbia event will be held at the Whole Foods Market from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Saturday, September the 19th. And there are additional events being held in Bluffton, South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina, as well as Charlotte, North Carolina. And we'd like to thank Whole Foods Market for hosting our event and the Palmetto State Clean Fuels Coalition for sponsoring the Columbia and Bluffton events.
Alan, thanks for stopping in.
Thank you very much.
Alan Buck is one of the city co-captains of this event. And remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.